either he's a turtle or a tappan. I don't know the difference between the two.
Okay. Have you ever heard people around here call him a cooter or a gopher?
No.
Okay. What about this animal that looks like a little lobster? You find him in freshwater streams. I believe people in Louisiana eat him.
Crawdads?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of them called crawfish or crayfish?
Yeah, crawfish. Mm-hmm. Crawfish.
Okay. And some insects. What would you call the insect that's bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in them?
Termites. No, no.
Eat your house up.
Yeah.
You have to put these little balls.
Moss.
Yeah, all right. And several of them, you'd say you have a whole swarm of...
Moss.
What about the bug that you used that, well, maybe still do see flying around at night, blinking on and off?
Lightning bugs.
Mm-hmm. And this insect has a long, slender body and transparent wings, so usually find them around damp places. Like if you're fishing, he might light on your fishing pole and you'd have to jiggle it to get him off.
Some kind of butterfly?
No, it doesn't have those pretty wings that a butterfly does. So these, I think his wings you can just about see through them. Yeah. All right. Have you ever heard of a snake doctor?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. A snake doctor. Yeah.
Another name for him?
I don't know.
Dragonfly?
I wouldn't associate a dragonfly with snake doctor.
That would be something different to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about insects around here that are bad about stinging you?
Bees, wasps.
Okay. One that builds a big paper nest in trees and has a really vicious sting. You hear people talking about these things hitting you and just about knocking you down.
Bees?
It's worse than a bee. Builds a great big paper nest. About the size of a basketball. Begins with an H.
Hornets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And these insects build their nest in the ground and will swarm all over you.
Will swarm all over
you? Yeah.
In the ground.
Yellow.
Oh, yellow jackets?
Yeah.
They build their nest in the ground?
Yeah. Learned something.
Yeah. Every day.
Right. What about an insect that builds, again, a nest out of, well, builds a nest out of what looks like mud, usually on the side of your house.
Oh, bumblebees.
Okay, I had something else in mind. I don't know what to give for another hint. But you've seen them, you know, in the eaves of houses, these little mud nests.
Yeah,
and,
well, aren't those bumblebee nests?
They might be. For all I know, I'm not an insect expert, but dirt daubers?
Dirt, yeah.
Yeah, call them.
Yeah, I use that word, dirt daubers.
All right. Okay. And these little things, their stink's not too bad, but they can be a nuisance if you're...
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, all right. And what about an insect that is bad about burrowing into your skin and raising welts, making your skin itch? Okay, you heard red bugs, chiggers?
No.
Okay. All right. What about different types of snakes that come to mind that are in your area where you grew up? Poisonous, right?
Water moccasins, rattlesnakes, garden snakes, green snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of runner or something. That's about it. Snakes aren't my favorite subject.
Yeah. Kill them and ask questions later.
Yes.
And an insect that's green or black, it hops around in the grass. About that size.
Hops around the grass?
Yeah. Got big hind legs for hopping.